Good morning. It is 8:42. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday morning, the 11th of February. And one of the things that goes on during the month of February, Black History Month. And been some events going on through throughout the month here around the city of Galesburg. And joining us here this morning to talk about some more things happening, some articles out there about things going on. Devon Urals, Devon, now the, should I say, the past president of the Galesburg chapter NAACP, is that right? Because the elections were recent, right?
That is correct.
Not that you got ousted, it's just that that's the way it works. You do your
exactly.
Job and somebody else takes over.
Yes, I'm the vice president now.
So you move down. You go
exactly.
So Brittany Grimes now the president. And
absolutely.
But still involved.
Yeah, she's doing a great job so far.
Well, absolutely. Devon, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Also, the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, Jessica Linder, joining us. Jessica, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, Devon, I'll start with you. Talk a little bit about Black History Month and the NAACP. Well, one of the things with Black History Month and the NAACP in particular, there are still people that don't realize that the NAACP arose out of history here in the state of Illinois, Springfield in particular.
Exactly, yes. So the race riots, 1908, really was the catalyst that sparked abolitionists nationally to do something. And so the NAACP was started in part of the riots in Springfield, the race riots in Springfield. And so one of the founders, most people at least know this name, W.B. Du Bois, was one of the founders of the NAACP, and they were founded there in New York. So absolutely. So that's the history. Right now, again, the NAACP organization that fights against racial discrimination. So it doesn't matter your race, your creed, what language you speak, who you love, who you worship, doesn't matter. So if you're a person and you're dealing with any type of civil rights injustice, you can turn to the NAACP and we can help.
Well, that's even kind of even from the start, isn't it? Because some of the people that were involved at the beginning were also white, weren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of absolutely. The majority of the founders of the NAACP were white. I want to say about 60% white, about 40% black.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So a lot of history here in the state of Illinois. So let's talk about some of the things going on. I know there's been different events throughout the month and throughout the month, but a lot of things. I know you have guys published some articles. Is it more about history or things going on currently, or?
Well, the articles, and again, and Jessica can reference this as well, since she wrote one of the articles. So articles were written by Jessica Linder as well as Brittany Grimes. And so both these articles are shedding some light not only on Black history and Black culture, but buying power, dollars spent that encompass the African-American community. So I know one of the things that Jessica wrote, and I'm just going to read it verbatim here. If African-Americans' purchasing power equated to a country's GDP, it would be the 15th largest country in the world. And so the dollars that we spend, it's like the dollars we spend could also be the vote that we cast. Understanding that the NAACP had a large influence on the Voting Rights Act, giving African-Americans the right to vote. But again, we vote every day with our dollars. You know, are we spending our money on communities or businesses within communities that are people of color owned to keep, you know, to keep the people of owned colored businesses thriving and well? So again, that's a question that we put out to the viewers. Again, where are you spending your monies, or where is your vote going?
Jessica, talk a little bit about writing that article and kind of where you came up with some of the information, kind of the history behind that.
Yeah, so Brittany and I, this is the second year that we've been able to partner at the Chamber with the NAACP for some of the events during Black History Month, one of many, many partners in the things they do for this month to celebrate. And so Brittany and I were really brainstorming, you know, how can we spread some information and bring some light to really the breadth of Black-owned and minority-owned businesses throughout the country and throughout our community, and like Devon said, to that buying power. So we delved in and did some research, and really we looked to the Census Bureau. They do a study every number of years. It differs 7 years, 8 years, 6 years. So it's kind of, I think, when they have the resources in that timeline. But they do a study, which is the survey of business owners and self-employed persons, which is a huge source of data nationally when we're looking at small businesses and employers. So we really delved delved into that. And, you know, it's amazing. This country has 7.2 million jobs in our economy that are created by minority-owned businesses. That's $1.83 trillion in revenue. So this is no small portion of our economy. And it's one that I think we really want to recognize, especially here locally. It's a really interesting conversation because this community and this county has a history and really a tradition of diversity, diverse businesses, diverse leaders. And the founding of this place is very diverse. So I think we need to continue to celebrate that with the diversity of our businesses.
Jessica Linder, she is the executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. Devon Urals, the vice president of Galesburg Chapter NAACP. Devon, that's interesting. Some interesting points brought up in the article and what Jessica talked about. And there's probably a lot of cases where it shouldn't matter to us in general, but that we don't know who, what businesses are minority-owned or not minority-owned.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And we as people of color and minorities, especially black citizens, we don't know either. But guess what? We live in a world where we have computers in our pocket.
Right.
And so we, so I, you know, I tell folks all the time, you know, we lack because we perish because of lack of information. So we just go to Google. And so in this article, which is already on LinkedIn and it will be within Facebook and of course, Register Mail, we'll be publishing this article as well. So Brittany referenced this. She says she was asking herself, where does she go to find this information? And so let me get this. I support by discovering black-owned business through Black Wall Art street app. So there's a street app that helps you find black-owned businesses throughout the United States. So here within Galesburg, I know I at least shop at All About Pets, which is African-American owned because my dog needs to have trimmings and shampoos and all those types of things. So that's one of the black-owned businesses I've made a conscious decision to shop at, as well as JT's Popcorn. I love my popcorn. Got to have my Galesburg mix, the cheese and the caramel. And so going over there to support Ms. Turner is something that I know that I do consciously, but I honestly need to do a better job as well, finding and seeking out businesses. Now, last year we did a black business expo where we featured, black and minority owned businesses throughout, Illinois and some nationally every hour. Within one day. And so this year we're partnering with the chamber and doing an entrepreneurship workshop to help small locally owned businesses, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. But we were focusing within Woodlawn Bend, which most people will know as Iowa Courts.
Okay.
So yeah, we said right, Woodlawn Bend. They're like, where in the heck is that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Exactly. You should have saw Tom's face. Focus on our course. Unfortunately, as everyone has known, the weather is really putting a damper on a lot of the planning. So we will be rescheduling that entrepreneurship workshop.
Well, that was going to be my next question, was asking about entrepreneurship, because that's kind of where this all starts.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And yeah. I guess it's you know, having a dream as far as, mm-hmm. you know, what you can do in your life. And that's where, you know, we've got programs now here in town. We've had Anthony Law on. We've had Joey Range on between the Solutions Program and the Men of Distinction, Women of Character at Carl Sandburg College, and teaching kids that you can be what you want to be and you can do what you want to do. And that you can, in some cases, lead to entrepreneurship, I guess.
You're absolutely right. And we want to make sure we continue to share hope, continue to share optimism, but we can't be naive to think that all the playing fields are level.
Right.
And so we understand just from a history of this country that there are some barriers that are sometimes unbeknownst to us that exist. So for black community members, from our minority community members, we know that we have to check every box. We have to do everything the exact right way just so we can have the opportunity to have the playing field level, and sometimes it's still not level, and that's just the history kind of this country. And I'm not throwing any shade or pointing fingers at anyone, but it's just the way of the world. But we know that we still want to have hope, we still want to have dreams, we still want to say we can't do it, but we also have to be cognizant that this is the country in which we live.
Yep.
Devon Urals is the Vice President, Galesburg Chapter, NAACP. Jessica Linder, Executive Director, Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And Jessica, there are a lot of resources out there that people might not know when it comes to entrepreneurship.
Yeah, absolutely. Entrepreneurship is a scary thing for anybody. And it's a real leap of faith at any point that you take that jump. So these workshops are a really great way for people to get familiar, meet other entrepreneurs, hear some of the stories, and prepare themselves. You can never fully prepare yourself. I think sometimes that's what makes you a good entrepreneur, is that you learn as you go. But to know how to get those starting foundations is really important. So the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development is bringing in some expertise to that workshop and really helping get folks started, as well as the Small Business Development Center. We do have some amazing resources, many free in this area, and I think people don't know that. So if you are someone who's thinking about entrepreneurship, reach out. Call the Commerce Center, call the city, call anyone, and we will point you to those resources to use. And it is really exciting. This is an important part of really growing the diversity of our businesses, like you were kind of pointing to, Tom. We've seen from 2007 to 2012, which was the last time the survey was done, the Small Business Administration showed that actually Black-owned businesses far outpaced growth than population. So the population grew about 6%. Those businesses grew 34%. Wow. That's incredible. But still, we're still seeing a bit of a gap. So here in Knox County, we're right on pace with the rest of the country. So there's still about an 8% gap between minority population and minority-owned business. So we really want to see that mix of businesses represent our community. So like Devon said, those dreams and those hopes, if you're someone that's thinking about those, hopefully this radio interview is your food for thought this morning to go, maybe I should attend that workshop, or maybe I should at least give someone a call and bounce this idea around.
You know, I suppose a lot of it, Devon, and even going back to the solutions program, Men of Distinction, Women of Character, and things like that, a lot of the focus is on education. You have to educate yourself to know, and like you said, even to know, it's like, okay, when I am filling out this loan application, whatever, making sure everything's perfect. So it's a lot of it is about education.
It is. I mean, we perish sometimes because of lack of information, but the information's everywhere. It really is, given the nature of the internet and how everything is so interconnected. But I mean, education just doesn't mean being within a school district. It could just mean being knowledgeable, reading the newspaper, understanding what's going on within one's community, just actually word of mouth, talking about what's going on. So whether you're in local churches or you're in bridge clubs or you're in associations around town that are dealing with all types of things. So just learning and growing. But education absolutely is one of the necessary keys.
Talk a little bit about the mission of the NAACP, because some people might not even understand what it is that the NAACP does.
Yeah, I mean, our mission from its inception has been pretty much to ensure the economic and political advancement of, again, what does the association stand for? The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. But the idea is civil rights. So the mission is to help people, all people from all races, fight against social injustice. So that is it. It is simple as that. And so, again, things that we've worked on locally as a branch. We've worked with some people when it comes to things that they've been plagued with as far as the community when it comes to community policing. We've had some members of Jewish faiths that have come asking for help because they've been discriminated against. We've had, quite frankly, a woman that felt that she was being discriminated against because of her age. We've had a number of African Americans that have come based on some discrimination they felt in their workplace. And so this is an organization that's going to help every single person within this community if they feel that they're being discriminated against. I mean, right now in this country, women are still being paid less than men. And so, I mean, it's a huge discrepancy. So, I mean, we've had some conversations with women that feel that, wow, within their workplaces, they're doing equal jobs and not getting equal pay. So, again, that's the mission of our organization.
Devon Urals, Vice President, the Galesburg Chapter of the NAACP. Jessica Linders, the Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here this morning. Is there any other specific events coming up celebrating Black History Month to talk about?
Absolutely. I just want to make sure everyone understands that we choose, well, February was chosen for us, I should say, as Black History Month. But we understand that Black history is American history, and we can celebrate Black history every single day, all 365 or 6 days of the year. So what's coming up next? We have this week, we have one of our book discussions, The Hate You Give. And so that's going to be at the Public Library February 13th, which is Wednesday at 6:30. Then next week, we will have another book discussion on Becoming, which is Michelle Obama's new book, at 6:30 February 20th. Both of those are on Wednesdays. And the library does have limited copies of those books. So if you were to read about 48 pages a day by Wednesday, you will actually...
You've got that time.
Yeah, you will actually have completed The Hate You Give, and you have plenty of time to pick up Becoming and read that. And we also have a gospel fest that is being co-sponsored by the Rock Apostolic Church. And again, we had that gospel fest again last year, and that will be Saturday, February 23rd at 3 p.m. So those are our biggest events that are coming up. In our general membership meeting, which is open to everybody in the community, is February 26th. That's a Tuesday, 6 p.m., Old May, Knox College, Room 100.
All right. And where are the articles that Jessica and Brittany wrote? Where can those be seen?
Yeah, so you can find those. Right now, they're up on LinkedIn. So there are two different articles. One, Brittany really writes about the buying power of African Americans. And then the one that I wrote really focusing on the power of minority-owned businesses and their contributions to the economy. So those are both on LinkedIn right now. Those should be showing up in the Register mail at some point this month. And for anybody that gets the Business Beat newsletter from the Chamber, that should have already hit your inbox in the last couple of weeks. So several different ways to get it. If you can't find it, you can always call and we'll get it to you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Devon, anything else we need to cover this morning?
No. Just everyone have a beautiful morning this morning. Thank you.
All right. I hope you start feeling better. You got that cold going on. That's never fun.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Devon, thanks for your time as always. Appreciate it. Jessica, you too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.